Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to the show in the studio with your girl Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. Hello. Well, it's Wednesday, first Wednesday of April, huh? And it's also the new moon. The new moon is tomorrow, I believe. But just to let y'all know, mark it on your calendar. You know, new intentions, new beginning, all that begins. So new moon is tomorrow. Well, welcome everyone to In the Studio with Linus every Wednesday at 6 p.m. on the West Coast, because you know I'm Queen of the Northwest, and 9 p.m. on the East Coast. We will be discussing entertainment news, hot topics, sports, news of the weird, whatever comes up that we're going to talk about and have fun. Always something to laugh about and learn, of course. Excuse me, call in and join the show with your comments or opinion. All are welcome. Remember, let's keep it respectable. The chat room is open. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Because you call in, if you don't want to speak, you just want to listen to the show, hey, that's fine, too. We don't mind that. Or if there's something you would like for us to discuss on Wednesday in the studio, shoot me a message on Facebook on the Essence of Success Network on Facebook. Just message me and I'll get back with you as soon as possible. Okay, well, I tell you, I was in the shade room, y'all. I'm going to talk about sports first. But I was in the shade room and saw Azalea Banks. Got beef with Sarah Palin. Wait till I tell y'all about that. I was like, whoa, because I was going to talk about Charlie Sheen, but, you know, that'll be coming up in the next half hour. So anyway, let's get to sports. The NFL, you know that's me because I work for them every year. So to begin, what I'd like to do is let y'all listen to a quick clip, and this is regarding the riskiest drafts. Moves for all the 32 NFL teams, okay? So let me play this for you, and very interesting. And then, of course, from there, I'll speak a little bit about it. So here you go.
And with the NFL draft just over 3 weeks away, we're looking at all-time riskiest draft moves by NFL teams. And, Kevin, today we want to focus on the 1998 draft and the Minnesota Vikings selection of Randy Moss at number 21. Now, it's easy to look back and go, Randy Moss, I mean, how is that a risk at 21?
Yeah.
But people as old as you are obviously remember that there were some issues that led to Randy dropping down the first round a little bit, am I right?
Yeah, that gray hair gave it away, I guess. Yeah, you look back at it, and I think what many people probably don't remember is that Randy Moss had originally got a scholarship to Florida State, but because of trouble that he had gotten into in high school in West Virginia, he lost that scholarship. He eventually had a Notre Dame scholarship as well, lost that, and ended up at Marshall. And he was at his last strike as a college football player, I think, before he was going to lose his entire NFL future. He stayed on the straight and narrow at Marshall. He was a Heisman Trophy finalist, showed up in New York. But there was still a lot of concern in those days about whether his character and the behavior he had exhibited in high school and then some of the personality he had demonstrated in his interviews at the Combine, whether he would be a good pick or whether he'd be a guy that would get in trouble and embarrass the organization. And so, you know, talent-wise, he was a top-five guy in that draft. He thought he might end up with the Cowboys in the top, you know, the top half of the draft. But obviously, as you noted, he fell to the Vikings at 21.
So they're sitting there at 21. And obviously they have a decision. 20 teams have passed on this all-time superstar talent. What made the Minnesota Vikings decide it was okay to take him at that point?
Well, Denny Green was a risk-taker, and I should say that first of all, that Randy Moss thought he was going to the Cowboys. You know, he had visited with Deion Sanders, and Jerry Jones, the owner and general manager, had made it clear that they wanted a player like him to come be a dynamic part of their offense. He was very disappointed when they passed on him, and he was, I think, pretty upset. Eventually, when Denny Green, who was the coach of the Vikings, gave him a call. And Denny Green was a guy who believed strongly in second chances. He had seen how it had worked with Chris Carter, another receiver the Vikings had, who had run into trouble with the Eagles and had been claimed on waivers and had gone on to, or was going on to what would be a Hall of Fame career. And Denny felt pretty confident that he could identify, that Chris and himself could identify with Randy Moss and nurture him in Minnesota in a place where he was unlikely to experience too much trouble. Randy tells a great story in his 30 for 30, ran West Virginia, and he does this great imitation of Denny Green and when Denny Green called him, and Denny has a very high-pitched voice, and I don't do it that well, but it was something like, "Hey, Randy, you're still there. We're going to draft you, so just sit tight. We'll be ready." And so that's what he remembers of that day, and he always will have loyalty, I think, and a level of respect for Denny for taking that chance on him. It was demonstrated how much other teams were scared away of his past, and it's a day he'll always remember, I'm sure.
And if I'm not mistaken, the 98 Vikings set an NFL record for points in a season by a team, a record that stood until the 2007 Patriots, whose number one receiver was Randy Moss. So
right. Interesting
career after kind of a rocky beginning. You can check out all of the NFL draft risks of all time, team by team, on ESPN.com, NFL Nation.
All right. Okay, so the Cowboys passed on Randy Moss while the Vikings, they scooped him up, y'all. the Saints traded their entire draft to move up to get Ricky Williams. The Packers gambled their first-round pick, y'all, on second-year quarterback by the name of Brett Favre, huh? Let's see what the riskiest draft moves are for every team. Just kind of give a quick overview. This goes out to Dave Capers, my NFL guy on Saturdays once the season starts, and, of course, Walter Dubai, the guys over at CBS and Fox. Tell me what you guys know, what you think. You know Dave got a new program coming up called The Showcase, so, you know, we're going to be on it on Saturdays talking about the games and our predictions and what's going on. So this is what so far that we see for the riskiest draft moves coming up. Now, Atlanta Falcons, you went all out to trade up for wide out Julio Jones in 2011, and the move looks like a steal in hindsight. Arizona Cardinals, hey, Cardinals, you took a chance on defensive back Tyrann Mathieu in the 2013 draft, and Mathieu has overcome his off-field issues. Baltimore Ravens, you gambled on quarterback Cal Buehler in the first round of the 2003 draft, holding back for back the franchise for years. Buffalo Bills trading up to draft a quarterback in the first round of the 2004 draft backfired for the Bills. Need I say more? I don't need to use no initials, do I? Right there. Just make sure. Carolina Panthers. The Panthers, well, they gave the Eagles three high picks in 2008 to move up to take offensive tackle Jeff Okwara. But it didn't work out, did it? Okay, then. Okay, and Chicago Bears, well, Chicago took a chance on offensive lineman Cal Long in the first round of the 2013 draft, and Long has the potential to be a star. Cincinnati Bengals, the Bengals traded down in the 2004 draft, missing out on top running back Steven Jackson. Cleveland Browns. Cleveland passed on quarterbacks Teddy Bridgewater and Derek Carr to take Johnny Manziel in the first round in 2014. What a sad day that shit was. Excuse me. Anyway, Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys passed on future star wideout Randy Moss in 1998, and Moss held a grudge against the team for his entire career. Denver Broncos, the 2010 draft class featured teams' highest-risk picks, including Tim Tebow and Demaryius Thomas. Huh? All right. Detroit Lions picked a wideout who had set out the previous year ahead of pass rusher DeMarcus Ware in 2005. Green Bay sent his first-round pick in 1992 to Atlanta for a second-year quarterback, Brett Favre, a big gamble at the time. Now, Houston Texans, with the first overall pick in 2006, the Texans picked big defender Mario Williams, who had an up-and-down tenure with the team. You heard? Indianapolis Colts sending a first-round pick to the Browns for running back Trent Richardson backfired for Indianapolis. Jacksonville Jaguars, Jacksonville's decision to trade up to pick wide receiver Justin Blackmon in 2012 failed. Kansas City Chiefs took cornerback Marcus Peters, y'all, excuse me, Marcus, the first round of the 2015 draft, and he was named Defensive Rookie of the Year. Hello, somebody. Los Angeles Rams. Rams traded a future Hall of Famer to draft Lawrence Phillips, who lasted fewer than two full seasons with a team. Miami Dolphins in 2013, y'all traded up to draft defensive end Deion Jordan, who hasn't performed on the field and has off-field issues. Minnesota Vikings in 1998, Minnesota rolled the dice on trouble wide receiver Randy Moss, who went on to enjoy a stellar career. Did I say that right? Stellar career. New England Patriots, well, you sent your first round pick in the 2000 draft to the Jets in order to get Coach Bill Belichick. I know you happy, huh? New Orleans Saints, the Saints traded their entire 1990 draft for running back Ricky Williams, a move that still stands as one of the most ridiculed in L history. The New York Giants, the Giants gave up a lot to get quarterback Eli Manning, but they have two Super Bowls to show for it. Say what? New York Giants in 2003, the Jets traded, The Jets traded up to get defensive tackle Dwayne Robertson, who didn't come close to meeting expectations. Now, the Oakland Raiders in 2005, the Raiders moved up to draft a cornerback from Nebraska and passed on quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Do I need to tell you what their stats was for this past season? I didn't think so. Pittsburgh Steelers. In 2003, the Steelers picked Troy Polamalu in the middle of the first round, and the gamble set the tone for a playmaking defense for years to come. Philadelphia Eagles fans booed the selection of Donovan McNabb at the 1999 draft, but he took the team to five NFC championship games in 7 years. I don't believe they heard you, McNabb, to five NFC championship games in 7 years. I want to thank you. San Diego Chargers, well, your selection of quarterback Ryan Leaf at number two in 1998 ended in Leaf being released after such poor seasons. San Francisco 49ers drafted a wideout in the first round of 2012 draft who never caught a pass for the team. I ain't going to say your name because, you know, I don't want to embarrass you. Seattle Seahawks. Seattle gave up three picks for playmaker Percy Harvin in 2013, but he didn't last long with the team. Nope. Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs made a disastrous trade for a quarterback that cost them the number two pick in the 1992 draft. Tennessee Titans, the then Oilers, made Kevin Dyson the top wide receiver taken in the 1998 draft over Randy Moss. Washington Redskins, Washington's choice to trade up for quarterback RG3 hurt the franchise's future. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break and be right on back in just a sec. And we are back. You're listening to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network here at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. All right, we're getting ready to get into the entertainment section of the program, and my girl is here, Tina. Good evening, Miss Tina. Tina, how you doing? Uh-oh, she must be away from the phone. Tina?
No, I'm here. My phone was muted from the printer phone.
All right. Let's get into it. Well, the first thing up, let me go to the first part because, it's going to be scoopity-scoop. Let me say congratulations to Coco and Ice-T on their new baby, Chanel. She is a precious little thing. She's just as cute as she want to be. And Ice-T look like he don't never age. And congratulations also to Lupita Nyong'o. Am I pronouncing her name correctly? Miss T, where'd she go? Where did she go? Miss T, where you go? Oh, call back in. I just missed you. I was just getting ready to hear if I was pronouncing her name correctly. Anyway, she's on Variety. You know she won an Academy. Anyway, Lupita Nyong'o, beautiful, just absolutely beautiful. Okay, and I'm going to read an article to you. You know Azalea Banks and Sarah Palin in a beef, so I will tell you about that. Let me tell you about Taylor Swift. The latest thing is going on is that she has butt implants. Okay, if anybody knows and, you know, you find out, please give me a call and give me the 411 because I want to know. I mean, you know, inquiring minds want to know, is it real or not? Because, you know, most of you people look like ironing boards. Okay, and guess who's coming up on the comedy scene, y'all? You ain't going to believe this. None other than who? NeNe Leakes. Yes. Watch out for NeNe Leakes. She's coming up for heads with a new stand-up show. It's clear that NeNe Leakes is a woman of many trades, from her humble beginnings on reality TV to Broadway and now comedy. Yes, y'all, stand-up comedy game show. According to E!, NeNe says that she isn't putting on just any old comedy show. I'm not going to try to be a comedian. I'm just going to be NeNe Leakes. I'm just going to take the stage and say and do what I do. Let NeNe tell it. She doesn't plan on holding back either, she explains. I'm going to call out some of the housewives. I have to say that because that is part of my life. We all know Leakes is about keeping it real. So when asked about the cast of Atlanta Housewives, she further explains, all of those girls, there's not a name I won't call out. Cynthia, Portia, Phaedra, Candy, Kenya, they're all getting called out on this show. Don't think they're not because they have been a part of my life. Oops. Leakes took to Instagram a few days back to let her fans know that she would be performing a showcase based around her life in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we guess you could say her fans jumped for joy as her first show is actually sold out. Leakes decided to add a second one. Will you be attending? If you do, call in to In the Studio with Linus because, you know, we want to know the rest of the story. Yes, we do. Let me check back and see if, yes, there she is. Okay, let me bring her in. Come on in, Tina. I was worried for a minute. So what you think about NeNe getting ready to have a comedy show?
Hey, she is multi-talented and she is about her money.
Yes, she is. Hello, somebody. Yes, she is.
I'm not familiar with anything with her. I don't watch those shows, but I'm just happy for her. Go, girl.
I know, that's right. Now, what is this? Amber Pretty puts Rob Kardashian on blast. Remember we were talking about that because allegedly cheating on Blac Chyna with her?
Yes.
Oh, scoop me. We were talking about this earlier, but scoop me. So what's going on with that?
Yes. The Amber Pretty is the same woman that Chad Ochocinco was involved with, that led to Evelyn finding the receipts for the condom, leading to their divorce. So she just has a history of getting in between newly involved couples. Yeah, so she was involved with that. And as soon as Rob proposed to the Black China yesterday, she came out with text messages stating that he has been talking to her. And they were dated from, like, March 25th. And she said, I think she lives in Atlanta. He was telling her he was going to be in Atlanta, and they were making plans to hook up. And she's like, are you going to get in trouble? And he's like, no. I was like, ooh, wow, she's very messy.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who is Stevie J? He's speaking out against Mimi Foss about her lesbian relationship.
Oh, that's his daughter's mother.
That's his daughter's mother? Oh.
Yeah, they have a child together. I think the child is about 5 or 6. So she's just confused. She is the one that made the sex tape with her boyfriend, and the man was married, the Nico. So she's just looking for attention. She's just lost right about now.
Stevie said he doesn't want Mimi's gay stuff around their daughter, who has never known her mother to date girls until now. They report that he doesn't condone the new relationship that had everybody talking last night when the show premiered. And Stevie said he doesn't want his daughter being raised in a lesbian household. He apparently feels like that is a job for a man and a woman, not two women. Stevie wasn't fond of Mimi's last thing on the show either. We saw him and Nico go at it on multiple occasions on LHH, and Mimi and Jocelyn have had a few run-ins, but now seems to be good. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It is very interesting.
Okay, now let me get to the juicy stuff. I just lost it. No, I didn't. Sarah Palin, girl, and Izzy. Have you heard about that one?
Who's Sarah Palin?
And Azalea Banks. Oh, I just have the article up. There it is. Okay.
Oh, Azalea Banks. She argues with everyone. I know she was arguing with Erica Badu and somebody else.
Well, it says Azalea Banks. Am I pronouncing it correctly, Azalea?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, Azalea Banks is back at it again with yet another Twitter beef, but this time may have found the wrong one or the right one, depending on how you look at it, Sarah Palin. And just to let it be known, Palin is not here for Banks shenanigans and plans on suing her. However, it all started on Azalea's end. Nothing new. When she went on a rant about an article that stated Palin believed African Americans enjoyed being enslaved. So did you hear about that, Tina?
No, but Sarah Palin is too
much.
Wait.
Now, the article turned out it was fake. But at the time, Banks thought it was real. And that's when she, turned to Twitter acting a fool. But, yeah, it was a fake article. It wasn't for real. So once she realized that the article was fake, she deleted the tweets. But Palin was not here for it and responded, "Hey, female rapper, listen up, little darling. No one has any idea what you're wigging out about in these bizarre, violent rants against me, but you've obviously not exercising enough intelligence to acknowledge you've been sucked into believing some fake interview in which I supposedly offer comments representing the antithesis of my truth." Realizing her faults, Bank issued a lengthy apology to Palin with just a dash of shade. She started her apology, "Dear Sarah Palin, I hope this message reaches you in good spirits and in good health. I want to start this letter off by telling you that I actually really like you, liar. While many other American people may see you as someone to be ridiculed, I truly believe that you possess a certain je ne sais quoi, given a bit of book-ready, immediate training patience, that charisma could become your magic carpet. There is something very charismatic and misunderstood about you. The misunderstood bit oftentimes reminds me of myself." And that is the rest of the story. Sarah Palin, Okay, now let's get to the juicy stuff. What has went on this past week? Well, did Superhead and Columbus Short take us for a ride? Short, the infamous kiss and tell author Carrie Superhead Stephens aired out their relationship beef on social media. Short claimed to be homeless because his wife, Stephens, kicked him out of the house for cheating. Short maintained he hadn't cheated. Stephens took to social media and even filmed her husband surrounded by clothes thrown at him as he was being kicked out, y'all. As of press time, Stephens went back to social media and posted phrases like forgiveness and love covers a multitude of sins. In turn, Short says this will be the last time he's ever homeless again. These two are well-versed at both publicity, and problems, so which is it? Stephens claims to fame is her book of how many celebrities with whom she claims to have had relationships with. Actor Short is now more famous for being fired from the TV hit show Scandal after his personal life, including domestic violence charges, child custody issues, and substance abuse. Damn, brother. Interfered with his work. Stephens and Short reportedly married in 2015, but amid controversy, it was never made clear Short's divorce from his second wife was ever finalized. What you say, Miss Tina? Huh?
I think that he is evident that his emotional state is playing out, because for him, you know, having a domestic, he didn't even give himself a chance to heal. Corinne Stephens is showing her mental instability because she was just seeing that she was pregnant by, first of all, she said that she has a longstanding love with Lil Wayne, and if he ever calls, she's going to get him out of the bag with whomever she's with to go and see him, and I guess they had to accept it. Then she just seeing that the young man, Rodney, the one
come
that
back to the mic.
Oh, the one that said his name is Dre from Power. She said that she was just in a relationship with him and was pregnant. And then next thing you know, she said she's with Columbus Short. She needs to just go sit down somewhere, obviously. That's too much. That's too much going on. You're in love with everybody. Come on, lady. Go sit down. And she has a son now. The son is about 14 or 16, so he knows what's going on now. She needs to go sit down. That's too much.
Yeah, she do. He's a teenager now. He probably knew way before then, but even more so for her to be a little bit more scruples or have some finesse about yourself. If this is the life you want, you don't have to put it out there on public street. It's a whole all day. Cat Williams is in the slammer. No bail. The trouble comedian and the teenager... The trouble comedian and the teenager he was fighting in a video that went viral, y'all, have both been arrested. The simple charge for both was disorderly conduct, but since the charge violates Williams' bond from the previous arrest, he stays in jail. That last arrest stemmed from a fight with a boy believed to be in his teens. Williams was playing the ball with some young people at a neighborhood playground when they took a break, and he and one of the ball players had words. All of a sudden, Williams is caught on tape punching and kicking the teen. The boy then grabs Williams, slams him to the ground in a chokehold before others break up the melee. Fights with store clerks, bodyguards, random men, random women, and random children were some of the incidents that preceded this one. For now, this jail stint puts a hold on Williams' tour and maybe his behavior for now.
He put somebody in Walmart. Those drugs. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. It's drugs. I called them all, store clerks, bodyguards, random men, random women, random children. Come on. Woo.
Something's wrong. You don't need to be in the public eye. He doesn't have the right people around him. He doesn't have the right publicist. He doesn't need to be doing anything, really. And he needs to walk around with bodyguards. Why is he walking around by himself? And he's easily aggravated and agitated. Wasn't he even wanted for arrest in your state a few years back? I remember you were telling me they were going to arrest him in Washington.
Oh, because he didn't show up for the plus he got a DUI, I believe, on the highway. But he didn't show up for the shows. He showed up the second night, but just for a few minutes and walked off, so he didn't have to pay the people. Because he did come out on stage, but we got our money back the first show because he didn't show up at all. He was being held in Tacoma in jail.
Which he got right out.
But yeah, just sad. Well, going on, is Lamar Odom backsliding? The former L.A. Lakers who almost lost his life at a brothel during a binge of sex, alcohol, and drugs was spotted recently ordering alcohol in a bar. Back in October, Odom's wife, Khloe Kardashian, called off their divorce, stepped in, rallied the family for Odom's recovery after he was found unresponsive at a Nevada brothel. He was near death with reported brain damage. While he has yet to do an interview and give out the details of the incident or his current health, people call his recovery nothing short of miraculous. Well, God bless. So it makes it that much more troubling to see reports and pictures in the media showing Odom in a bar. What will his family do since he has allegedly busted, since he was allegedly busted? Will he take steps to protect his health himself this time? Interesting, huh? Gabriel Union, yeah. Gabriel Union and Dwayne Wade flipped out. Well, at least on reality TV. The super couple reported they have a new show coming on HGTV where they will be flipping a house in Florida. The pair is well known for their fashion and style forward thinking. Looks like HGTV wants to zoom in on that. No premiere date has been announced yet. Well, is Shaq ready to walk down the aisle again? Letitia Roll is a model most famously seen on Instagram. She's also been Shaquille's girlfriend for the past 2 years. I ain't mad at you, sister girl. Shaq went on Roll's Instagram page and asked her to marry him, and she said yes on Instagram. Now I got a different perception of you. And she said yes. Were they joking? Are they serious? Shaq is a legend from his championship playing days in the NBA. He's also a 44-year-old father of five and divorced from TV reality star Shaunie O'Neal. Shaq looks like he was headed down the aisle with an and-again, off-again girlfriend reality star Nikki Hoops. That's what I thought, too. But that relationship ended, too. Is Letitia Roll the one? Comments?
I don't know. Who knows? Shaq, well, first of all, my perception of him is tainted because Superhead already told us that he is humongous with a little tiny penis. So he's, and she said that he's so big and sweats so bad that she said that he saturated her whole mattress. And every time he would leave, she would have to flip her mattress over.
Wow. Wow, I don't know if I could have sex with somebody sweat like that. Working hard with with what he had, huh? Bless his
with
heart, bless his heart.
Little pickle pepper.
Yeah, well, now we know that your hand and your shoe size don't really matter, huh? It's a mess.
I don't know if she just wasn't too happy with him, but that left a visual in our minds when she said that.
All right. Sean Diddy Combs is an entertainer and entrepreneur, and now he is an educator. The hip-hop music mogul is founding a charter school in Harlem. The Capital Preparatory Harlem Charter School is scheduled to open this fall under the guidance of Steve Perry. Perry brings instant credibility as an educator, an alternative school founder, and media personality whose commitment to education has been praised nationally. Danita Jones will be Capital Prep's first principal when the school opens this fall. Combs said creating the school has always been a dream of his.
That's beautiful. I'm so proud of him.
Yes, it is. Yes, ma'am, it is. Halle tries a new route. Oscar winner Halle Berry is famous for being Unlucky in love. Her last marriage was no exception as she filed for a divorce from hubby, number three, actor Oliver Martinez. This time, however, Barry has decided to keep peace at the forefront. She, Martinez, their two-year-old son, Maceo, and their eight-year-old daughter, Nala, were all spotted together on a family vacation in Mexico. The pictures look so cozy, you might say, what divorce? No, it's not reconciliation time, but it's a big relief from the drama that she had with former hubby Eric Benet and David Justice and baby daddy Gabriel Aubrey. In other Haley news, even though her CBS summer drama Extant got canceled, she and the network are trying again with a new legal drama. This show is in the development stages now. Also, our prayers and hearts go out to the family of Patty Duke, who just passed this week. And I think, what, Merle Haggard, he passed today, didn't he? I think so.
Who was that?
Merle Haggard. He was a country western singer.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. And you said Patty Duke?
Yeah, and Patty Duke, the actress, uh-huh.
Huh.
Yeah, I think she died last week or over the weekend. Maybe last week. Barbershop 3, the next cut will be in theaters April 15th. Ice Cube, Anthony Anderson, Eve, Cedric the Entertainer, Welcome Common, Regina Hall, J.B. Smooth, Nicki Minaj to the cast. If you get a chance, go see it. It's a good, good movie. You'll love it. Barbershop 3, the next cut, is directed by Malcolm D. Lee. He's the same director that did Best Man, The Best Man.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Best Man was good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. Well, we have good news and bad news for Bill Cosby. The bad, the comedian found out that his case with supermodel Janice Dickerson will move forward. Dickerson accused Cosby of raping her in 1982. When Cosby's ex-lawyer said it was a lie because of Dickerson's book, she sued Cosby for defamation. Dickerson also announced she is battling breast cancer, but is determined to see this case through. Cosby team say while some elements of Dickerson's case were struck, they want the whole case dismissed and may appeal. Meanwhile, the good attorney Gloria Allred and her client Judith Huck were told their case and second deposition of Cosby will be put on hold because of Cosby's criminal sex assault trial here in Pennsylvania. Aldred can still proceed with their depositions of others. Aldred's client Judith Huth claims Cosby molested her at the Playboy Mansion when she was 15 years old. Cosby has denied all sex abuse charges. Allred dropped a bombshell when she confirmed to the press that she'll depose 90-year-old Playboy founder, Hugh Hefner. Hefner and Cosby have been friends for over 50 years. Cosby hosted Hefner's Playboy Jazz Festival at the Hollywood Bowl for over 30 years until he stepped down. Interesting. The Playboy Jazz Festival new host this year is George Lopez, who will be replacing Cosby. So now you know who's going to be in his place. That should be pretty good. Okay. Well, that's all I have for right now for entertainment news. You have anything, Miss Tina?
No, that was a lot for this week. I mean, these people are comical and just doing so many things.
Well, I thought you had some stuff for the Shade Room.
Oh,
no?
Yeah, let me see. The Shade Room has, they basically talked about, just that Tigger and Kylie, the Tigger and Kylie Jenner, they are, you know that, Kylie is dating Blac Chyna's ex-boyfriend, but now Blac Chyna is dating Kylie's brother, so they were making fun saying that Tyga is going to be his own child uncle. Oh, God, it's so funny.
Ooh. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's so funny, you know, how these people go back and forth and just the things that they're doing. But, yeah, no, that I think you basically touched upon everything.
Okay. I was just running through right quick through the shade room to see if there was anything sitting out, but I'm not getting – oh, what do you have to go through? I guess I should pull up videos, huh? No? Pictures?
Oh, or either.
I don't know.
Another,
I'm on. There's something that just went past.
No, yeah, and that Dwayne Martin. I mean, it just goes to show. I mean, you would never think. Oh, Mariah Carey has a sister that's sick, and she refuses to pay her sister's bill.
Yeah, the brother said he already tried to talk to her, but it wasn't happening. Because I guess Mariah did try to help her in the past at one point in time. I think she used to be on drugs.
Oh.
She's a drug addict or something. And so Mariah just, hey, it's her choice. It's her money. I don't know why people do that. Yeah, people could do things for you, but, hey, that's her money. She earned it. So she spend her money on whoever she wants, even though that's her family. There's probably stuff we don't know.
Well, absolutely she has a right to. But I think that the woman is just, some people feel entitled. And obviously the sister probably feels like she doesn't have to work or do anything because Mariah Carey is her sister, and we know that she's almost a billionaire. So I think she's just trying to use the public to pressure her sister. And obviously that is not going to work. So she chose to drug or do whatever she was doing. And you're right. We have no woman to go. We have no right to go into that woman's pocketbook. We don't even really care. Like, she's just the fact that she would try to guilt her sister into it, you know, just says a lot.
By the way, Empire comes on tonight, everybody.
Oh, that's going to be juicy.
In fact, it's probably getting ready to come on your end in 5 minutes, isn't it?
I'm not sure. I was on the prayer call. I'm talking to you. So I guess I'll just catch you later.
Let me see. It comes on at 9 o'clock for me here. So 987, it might be on now. Oh, gosh, I'm sorry.
Okay, but Empire is awesome because, I mean, they have so many different things going on. The little Hakeem is going back and forth and then helped, then voted and made the father lose his company. And he then told him he going to K. Oh, my God, he told him he going to kill him. Oh, my God, that show is juicy. Who is your favorite character in the show?
Cookie.
Oh, really? Why?
Because I like that she's forward, that she's confident within herself.
Okay.
Wrong or right, she has a confidence that she believes in herself, and that's beautiful. I'm not saying she's always right. That's why I say right or wrong. But she has that confidence, so I like that about her.
Mm-hmm.
Her sassiness, that's just her personality.
Mm-hmm.
She does know business. I give it to Cookie.
Yes,
she does know about business. So, you know, she might be a little bit boisterous at times. But, hey, that's who Cookie is. But she's a confident woman. That's what you need if you think you're going
to
run a business or have one.
She's actually like the heart of the family. Yeah, but she's the heart of the family to have allowed herself to get in trouble like that so that Lucius could take care of the kids. That took a lot, you know, so I think he has respect for her. And that Anika is crazy. I can't believe she pushed that lady down there so now she can have the baby. Too much drama.
I'll be glad when her memory comes back.
Yeah, so those red bottoms. How you going to go do something to somebody with something that she's a fool?
Yeah, I'll be glad when, when her memory come back, hopefully pretty soon. But then I want to know what's going to happen to Hakeem. He might end up dead.
Why, you think at the hands of Lucius or something else?
Huh?
You think at the hands of Lucius or somebody else, something else, another situation?
Well, for Lucius, yeah, because they're going to get rid of the woman that's head of the company right now.
Oh, yeah.
I believe
coming
that's
along.
Coming. They're going to get rid of her. One with it, because Lucius kind of put it out there. He told him he wants his company back. Remember,
oh,
he told his team.
Well, they did whatever they had to, skin cats and blew up cars. They did it. Yes. Oh, my God. Well, we know that the rest of these people are going to cut up this week, so we will have so much more to talk about next week. And it's just so interesting.
Yes.
It's just
well,
so
thank
interesting.
Thank you for joining me.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Thank you. Oh, I enjoy having you. We have fun. We get to talk and gossip about these folks.
Absolutely, girl. Absolutely. Yes, Wednesday is popping.
Mhm.
Oh, I like this song. Okay, all right.
That's what's going. That's what's going out. So anyway, be sure and support Ice Cube and his new movie, Barbershop 2. And if you hear any scoop or anything, let me know. Remember, hit me up on the Essence of Success Network on Facebook page. Send me a message because we want to know. We may not always get everything on the Shade Room or TMZ. So let me and Tina know so we can talk about it.
Yes! Thanks for joining us. And if no one's told you they love you today, we do. Have a great day.
Thank you. Night, Tina.
Thank you. Good night.